We're joined now by Twin Cedar softball coach Brad Ahrens as the Sabres have gotten some games in here in the last week or so. Coach, good to talk to you. Well, let's kind of take a, I guess, a 20,000-foot overview of what the season is so far, a few games into it. Just give me your thoughts on, how things are gone so far.
Yeah, we're off and running, and we're six games in, and yeah, a little quick recap, I guess, of the last 2 weeks. We started last week on Tuesday, right out of the gate with conference game against Seymour. First game, everything you could see in the first game, kind of feel outs, trying new things with different girls, and thought we played pretty well. Gave up one big inning there, and give Seymour credit. They got a big hit when they needed, and that was kind of the difference in the game. Next night, bounce, played Martinsdale, traditional powerhouse in 1A. Thought we gave them too many opportunities, and they took advantage of that, which good teams will do. But toward the end of the game, I thought we strung a couple hits together, scored a little bit of runs, and that kind of transitioned into the next night where we got our first conference win on the road at Trail, put a lot of things together, and the offense really came together that night. And then we finished off at Pekin, and we never played them, so it was interesting to go over there and play at Pekin, but two evenly matched teams, and again, just gave them a couple walks and errors, and give them credit again, a big grand slam hit there, changed the game, and but that was good for us. Even the outcome wasn't what we wanted overall. We learned a lot in that game. We gained a lot of experience going into that. So then this week, quickly, we got rained out Tuesday in a conference game, Moulton. Wednesday night, we played number one Wayne. Took a day again. Good programs are going to take advantage of some of the miscues that we had. But then had a nice bounce back last night. Finally felt like put all a lot of phases together and got a nice conference win against Lamoni.
Well, what are you seeing most from your team that you're liking right now? Like, what's one thing or a couple things you really like about what these girls have shown you so far?
Yeah, I really like our offensive approach. I really think we're taking good swings at good pitches, and we're laying off some of the pitches that I thought that maybe we'd reach for, stretch for. It's coming along. It's coming along, and our pitching is getting there. Again, we talked about this at the beginning of the year. It's you're getting thrown into positions that we haven't been in a lot, for a while, and it's a growing process, and we're seeing good growth from the beginning of the year to where we are right now.
And it looks like, just on the line scores you give me, that you're doing what you had planned to, using two pitchers sometimes in a game, dividing between Chloe and Amy at times so far.
Yeah, yep, and that will continue moving forward as we keep playing 4, 5, 6 games in a week. We're gonna need those two to really step up, and they're giving their best, and that's all I can ask for. And they're really doing what we're asking them to do. And I just appreciate the effort that both of them are putting in right now.
Talking to Brad Ahrens, Twin Cedars softball coach on Can I Get Care Less. What are some things that you're really working on right now, early season wise, to get better at as you go into next week and another busy week of softball?
Yeah, right now we're just continuing to try and use the confidence that we have. We're coming off a win last night where, again, we put a lot of things together. And we play again Saturday, right? I didn't want to take 4 days off and then go right back into Tuesday. So Saturday will be a good opportunity for us to just kind of use that momentum that we've had and continue to play and continue to grow. We really just putting these girls in situations where some of them haven't been in. Our eighth graders are getting put in positions and spots that they haven't probably been used to playing in for a while, and it's fun to see them grow and learn. And we know that we're going to take our lumps that way, but just continue to put them in situations where the next time that they can learn from those.
I see by your bound schedule, you're headed to the Oskaloosa Classic on Saturday. Who do you see in that event?
Yeah. We kind of got in that tournament based off my connection with Coach Harms there in Oskaloosa. And it's just a good opportunity. It's a good tournament that has a lot of good teams. And I just wanted to challenge our team with different teams that we probably won't see throughout the year. And these are bigger schools that we're going to go up against, but they're good opportunities for us to continue to build and get our different situations to put these girls in. So we have, we'll play Centerville and Newton in that tournament tomorrow.
And you know, what are you telling your girls that, you know, they're bigger schools, but you know, still there's 9 players on that they have to put out just like you do.
Yeah. Yeah. We just want them to continue to learn and continue to grow and not necessarily worry about how big the school is or the talent on the other side. We're really focusing on ourselves right now and just trying to get better each and every day. And right now it's about playing and it's about getting reps and it's about putting these girls in situations to where when these situations come later on in the year, when we're playing schools in 1A and we're playing in the tournament and stuff like that, these won't feel as unusual situations or different things like that. And so we're just going to continue to put them in these situations, continue to play, and hopefully we'll see some growth here in the next couple weeks.
All right, good luck to you. We'll talk to you later on.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Derek.
That's Brad Ahrens, Twin Cedars softball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS.